The following program is sponsored by Ron Myers Ministries.
It's time now to get the hell out of your life. A weekly broadcast with real people, sharing real struggles and offering real hope. Today's show will encourage, inspire, and empower you to face life's challenges with a bold confidence and renewed hope. Now, let's join our host, Ron Myers, the promoter.
Hello, my friends. It is so good to be with you today. If I was to ask you, what do you love about yourself? What would you tell me? My guest today was asked that very same question a few years ago, and she burst out in tears and said, "Lady, I don't even like myself." Sometimes that low self-esteem, self-image, will destroy our hopes, our dreams, lead us to drugs, to alcoholism, divorce. And today's guest, Robin Arender, went through all of that. But then she met hope, and hope named Jesus changed her life. So I encourage you to invest a few minutes to listen to Robin's story. It is encouraging, empowering, and very inspirational. Robin, I'm so glad you are going to share your story. So, Robin Arender, what is your story?
Oh, wow. I grew up in a small town in Simpson County. I always felt different about myself. I couldn't put a nail on the head what it was, but I just didn't feel like I belonged anywhere. I tried so hard to make friends, and I just felt like I was different from all of them. I don't know what it was. I grew up in church. It was in the youth group, children's. My mom always took us to church. She was an angel. I can remember riding to church, and she'd say, "Devil, get behind me, devil." And I didn't understand what she meant until later on in life. I saw my first relationship, my first marriage, was an abusive relationship. It was physical. It was mental. In that relationship, I developed an eating disorder. I felt that I needed to look a certain way, act a certain way. I never had self-esteem for myself. I went to treatment for that. I got out of the relationship. Then I met my kids' dads, Noel and Nick, and we stayed together for 13 years. And, it was a pretty good marriage. We went to church. We were there every time the doors opened. Soccer games, softball games. It was all about the kids. But I realized later that, I was using them to fill my void in life, making everything about them and, not dealing with my own issues. My kids are precious to me. They love me today. They have been there for me. And 13 years later, we got divorced. Within 5 years, I had my mom die, my mama die. I lost a little girl, Lainey Gray. She lived for 20 minutes. And let me just go back a little bit. Before that marriage, I found out that I was an alcoholic. I was drinking way too much. But during this marriage, there was no drinking at all. But after we got divorced, I thought, I can have just that one drink. With all the important people in my life that have passed away, I looked to them for advice, for comfort. And now I just felt kind of on my own. We were divorced, so I turned away from the church that we went into. I had my kids, and I turned to the bottle to ease my comfort and to bring some kind of comfort in pain.
Boy, that had to be a vicious cycle of life, because every day you wake up, there's more pain, but to numb the pain, you take a drink and you go on and on. How long did this last?
And it was to numb the pain. I was not a party or anything like that. It was strictly to numb the pain. It lasted on and off for probably 10 more years. I got in another domestic violence relationship. And we lived together, and I was so ashamed and embarrassed of that relationship because I put my kids, the ones that I love the most, I put them to the wayside. I didn't know how to handle life, and I went about it in a bad way instead of asking for help. You know, I always tried to be perfect and I always tried to put on a persona on the outside, but and have a smile, but deep down inside, I hated myself. I was lonely on the inside. You know, I was hurting.
I read in part of your story that you lived, I think this was on your third relationship.
My last one.
Kind of like on a little desert island or something. It wasn't a desert island, but you were isolated. There was only one way in and one way out. Tell us about that.
This last and final guy that I was with, I met him on a dating site, you know, and I think, well, I know, yeah, I just didn't want to be alone. I didn't trust the decisions that I made. I needed somebody to tell me what to do, and I didn't want to be alone. So I said, well, I guess I'll be miserable rather than being alone. I just didn't have the courage and the faith that I needed. I always knew I was a Christian. I always knew that God was there for me, and I always knew that He could take the burden away from me. I just could not make that step into giving it all over to Him. I don't know if it was a control thing or what it was, but I just couldn't give myself completely to God and do what I needed to do. Yes, we were isolated, and if He didn't want to go out, we didn't go to town or anything like that. And I put on a good front with my friends and family.
But one day you had somebody come pick you up in a boat because your life was about to change, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. I knew that I did not want to live the rest of my life this way. I knew that there had to be something more. And I had been talking with the women at the Gulf Coast Women's Center for Nonviolence. And, you know, they said, Robin, when you're ready, come on. So I called them and I said, I'm coming. I had somebody come pick me up in a boat. I packed my suitcase of what I could pack. I got in my old raggedy car and I made it to the shelter. And I can't tell you the good that they do for other people. Miss Patricia there, they are wonderful. They loved me until I could love myself. They welcomed me with open arms. And the main thing about it is I felt safe. I felt really safe.
You said something that's just really a powerful statement. They loved you until you could love yourself. So you really had this low self-image. And as you said a little bit ago, no self-esteem. All of a sudden, life was starting to change. You were starting mm-hmm. to feel good about yourself. You knew that God had created you with a purpose and a destiny.
It didn't happen overnight. There was so many things. I kept on drinking. They got me a grant for my own apartment, and things were looking up. I had found me a job. You know, I've always had really good jobs, decent jobs. And, you know, I was just thankful to get whatever job I could. It was so humbling to me. Yeah, I got involved in Alcoholics Anonymous. The first three steps are, I can't, he can, I'll let him. I got into therapy. The therapy was the biggest motivator for me. When I walked in that room, she asked me, she said, what do you love about yourself? And I promise you, tears just came streaming down my eyes because I was like, lady, I don't even like myself. I don't know how you could think I love myself. And I do want to say this, January 2nd, 2019, this was before I went to the therapist. I had ended up in the hospital real sick from drinking. And I had seen what it did to my family. And that was when I got out of the hospital. I got on my knees and I said, God, please take this from me. Please take this desire. Please help me. You know, it's like they say, just having faith of a mustard seed. That is all it took. And my life started to change. And getting back in the therapy, you know, I was thinking, how in the world is therapy going to make me feel better? You know, it's not a quick fix. It's not medicine, you know, that I can just take and start feeling better. But she made me do things like write post-it notes with put goals and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, when we first started out, I said, well, I did it, but it didn't mean anything to me. And she said, keep doing it. And I did. And I promise you that therapy and giving it all to God, it filled that void in that hole.
And listeners, she is a glowing young lady. And right after the break, you're going to hear what she's doing now in her testimony of God's faithfulness, mercy, and most important, of forgiveness.
You're listening to Get the Hell Out of Your Life with your host, Ron Myers. Real stories, real struggles, and real hope.
We would like to express our gratitude to Coffee News for their support of this program. Are you tired of scrolling through the same old news feeds every morning? Then switch things up with Coffee News. Our publication is filled with interesting stories, brain teasers, and uplifting quotes that are sure to brighten your day. And now you can access Coffee News anytime, anywhere by visiting our website. So whether you're sipping your morning coffee at your favorite cafe or browsing online from your desk, we've got you covered. Start your day off right with Coffee News at readcoffeenewsonline.com.
What's your story? We're looking for stories of hope and overcoming life's struggles with God's grace. Your story validates God's love, mercy, restoration, and forgiveness. We want to help you share your story with the world. Visit our website, thepromoter.org, and click on the Share Your Story link and submit your story. Your testimony of God's amazing grace will change a person's destiny for eternity.
Listeners, welcome back. In the studios with me today is Robin Arender.
I said it right.
We have pronunciation classes
That's
here.
That's okay.
And Robin was in abusive relationships. She was a drinker. She had everything going against her. But then she fell to her knees. And now this segment, she's going to tell you what God has been doing in her life. And also to give some encouragement to others out there that just haven't fell to their knees yet. So, Robin, life is starting to turn around. You have you and your children. And so tell us what life is like now. How is the life for Robin Arender?
You know, I've learned so much about myself. And I was in all those domestic violence relationships, and I took time off. I said, you know, I've got to work on myself and learn to love myself before I will be good for somebody else. And that's what I did. And now when the next guy comes along, God willing, you know, he'll be lucky. You'd be very lucky.
I love it. And listen, in your story, I'm going to share some things that you shared, and then you can elaborate on them.
Okay.
You said, there are numerous things I have learned along the way and so many tools I can use. Now, I think this is great wisdom that you can share with others. One of them is hurt people hurt. What do you mean?
I mean, you know, I know in all my domestic violence relationships, you know, they were narcissists. They were hurting themselves. You know, I know times when I hurt, I lash out at other people that didn't even deserve it. You know, we hurt and we just want to make everybody else around us miserable and hurt too.
You also write, God is still in the miracle business.
Absolutely. Look, if he can change my heart the way he did, and I see miracles every day that are only described by God things, only described by God things. You know, I can't emphasize enough that void that he filled in my heart that was missing forever. forever. And only him could do it.
Yeah, only him. I agree. Another one you wrote, I can only keep what I can give away.
What I'm saying by that is, you know, if I want to keep myself spiritually fit, then I have to give that away. I have to be good to other people. I have to consider other people besides myself. I have to promote grace. Sometimes that's hard with some people when they don't act the way I want them to act. But I have to say, you know, God gave me unimaginable grace. And who am I not to give grace to other people?
You know, that's so well put. I call it the boomerang effect. Mm-hmm. You know, what we give comes back to us.
I can guarantee you, and this works every time, if I'm having a bad day, if I step out of myself and do something for somebody else, that bad day gets better instantly.
Here's one I love. Don't stop before the miracle happens.
That's one of the sayings that we say in Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm involved in that too. You know, my first sponsor told me, as long as you're breathing, there's a chance. And I hold that with me. You know, when I first got sober and first started getting in recovery, you know, if I made it through the day, that was an accomplishment. And that was good for that day. It was progress, not perfection.
Progress, not perfection. I like that. That's good. You are definitely a wiser person than you were 10 or 15 years ago, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. But it's nothing that I did. I promise. I just had to become willing.
And one of the other ones you wrote, I fall short every day on these, describing the things we just talked about. But by recognizing them, I get a chance to make things right and hopefully share my experience, strength, and hope with someone suffering. Wow.
That's right.
So somebody out there right now that may be hurting, suffering in an abusive relationship, you can talk to them now one-on-one. Robin, what would you tell them?
I promise you things get better. There is a way out. It is not hopeless. God will turn that into hopeful. Whatever your situation is, I promise you, ask for help. You know, I never asked for help. And until I did ask for help, because I learned that when I get those feelings out there, they lose that power over me. They don't control me anymore when I talk to somebody else about what's going on in my life.
So is life good? Are you happy?
I am happy. I am happy.
How's your children?
Oh, gosh. You know, they have been through so much. And you know, I had a lot of guilt and shame. It took me a while to get over that guilt and shame because they're the most important people in my life. And, you know, I never thought that I would treat them the way that I did. And, you know, I stayed stuck in that. I stayed stuck in that guilt and shame. And it was only till I got it out and I had to forgive myself. You know, when they say forgiveness is for yourself, not the other person, that's true. I can't afford to hold resentments. You know, I have to face it head on. They love me today. They love me. And I've told them, I said, you know, you have every reason not to love me, to hate me, things I've done. And they say, you're supposed to love your mama. And, you know, we have such a good relationship.
So, Robin, what's the future? What do you hope to do one day with this new life?
You know, if I could quit work and talk about God all day long, I would. He's been that good to me. And it makes me happy to talk about God. Now, I have bad days. I do. I have some bad days, but the good days far outweigh the bad days.
Well, I think everybody, if they're honest with themselves, we all have bad days. But you and I and others out there, we know who's in control of the day. And when we say, God, I need your help, he comes in and he helps, doesn't he?
He does. He does.
Wow. Well, you know, the title of this show is Get the Hell Out of Your Life. So now my question to you, how does a person get the hell out of their life?
They take the first step. They admit that, you know, there's a problem. Wow. I acknowledge it. You know, I can do anything once I acknowledge it. You know, I have learned, and it's taken many lessons, to get out of the problem and get in the solution, because there is a solution to every problem.
I sent you a copy of my story.
You did.
And you were telling me, and I'm not doing this for any compliments, but you said that helped give you some courage to share your story.
It did. It did. Y'all, I am not a reader. And when he sent me this book, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going And I read it. I read it in 2 days. And it's his powerful story of, you know, a lot of times he kept getting knocked down, but he had that faith in God, and he just kept on moving. And, you know, he has accomplished so much. And the story inspired me that, you know, if I lost every cent today, it would still be okay as long as I trusted God.
Well, you and I shared something. You know, the secret to everything in life, it's not even a secret, is that we just can't quit. We have to have faith in God, hold on to his hand, and through all those storms and all those trials and tribulations, just keep holding on, because he'll pull us through. You're stronger today because of the hell that you had in your life. You got the hell gone. And now, as you said, you just want to talk about God all the time.
Yeah, that's what he's done to me. You know, I've learned today to base things on facts, not feelings. You know, when something arises, I have to get in the facts, because those feelings will get in the way all the time.
Well, before we go, would you pray for us, for the listeners out there?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Our Heavenly Father, we just come to you today, Lord. And I just pray for anybody out there that's struggling, Lord. You already know their needs. You already know who they are. You've got your arms just waiting for them, Lord. I just pray that they'll just make that simple step and come to you. I pray for all the people who are hurting, Lord. I know what it feels like. I know what it hurts. I know what it feels like to be at the very bottom and to just feel like the worst person in the world. I pray that, Lord, that you will just lift them up. And I just thank you for doing that already, Lord. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Robin. Hey, listen, if somebody wants to send you a thumbs up or just a message, they heard you, are you on social media?
I am on Facebook.
Okay.
Robin Arender.
And how do you spell that last name?
A-R-E-N-D-E-R.
Arender. Arender. Well, Robin, good. I think somebody will reach out to you. You are a blessing, and thank you for sharing your story. And you just got one of your prayers answered to talk about God through radio and podcast that go all over the world. So thank you. God is so pleased with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I was a little nervous. And I probably stuttered some words, but that's okay. It's not about me.
But you know, the tagline for this show is real people, real stories, real struggles, and real hope. And you just shared some real hope. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you. Well, I just want to say I've had some great friends, too.
You want to mention them? Go ahead.
Oh, gosh. Just some great friends that have come into my life.
We all need friends, don't we?
Yeah, and they're true friends. I didn't know how to be a friend. I had to learn how to be a friend, too, and they helped me along the way.
Amen. Well, God bless you, and look forward to checking in with you again soon, and we'll see what's happening in the life of Robin Arender.
Okay, I'm excited.
You're listening to Get the Hell Out of Your Life with your host, Ron Myers. Real stories, real struggles, and real hope.
Has hope become a stranger in your life? Do you feel trapped? Are you caught in a whirlpool of life and responsibilities that you can't escape? Maybe hope is gone because someone robbed you of your childhood or your youth. Or maybe it's a dream that you know will never come true. We can wish differently, but life will never be painless. But you're saying, where can I find a place where there is peace? Peace is found only in Jesus Christ, crucified and resurrected. Jesus is triumphant over every pain, every failure, every heartbreak, and every hope for this life. Jesus tells us, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. If you would like to speak with someone right now about beginning a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, call 888-NEED-HIM or go to www.chataboutjesus.com.
Ron will be back in a moment to wrap up today's conversation. We want to encourage you today with God's promise to you. It comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." That's God's promise to you when you choose to commit your plans and future to Him. Now, back to Ron.
Today's show was produced by Ron Myers Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. For a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website, thepromoter.org. And would you prayerfully consider making a tax-deductible donation so that we may continue to share stories of God's amazing grace with the world? And join us next week for another broadcast of Get the Hell Out of Your Life. Real people, sharing real struggles, and offering real hope.